An hour before Mallory's address, uniformed police officers posted up outside the Lipinski building on campus. A small group of protesters gathered by the entrance. Security guards waved metal detector wands over visitors as they entered the building. Inside the auditorium, nearly all 580 seats were filled. Once Tamika Mallory stepped up to the lectern, she quickly addressed the apparent controversy encircling her visit.
It's been a rough road getting here to this spot where I'm standing right now, but I'm proud that we found a way to be here and to be together.
Mallory has been dealing with fallout for her association with Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam. Last February, she attended an event where Farrakhan delivered a speech making inflammatory statements about Jews. Mallory has denied accusations that she's an anti-Semite. Earlier in the day, Mallory met with students and leaders representing the local Jewish community. Here's Frank Goldsmith, who's on the board of Carolina Jews for Justice.
Having met with her today and having spoken with her and shaken her hand, talked to her, I don't believe for a minute that she is an anti-Semite.
And during her speech last night, she drew parallels to Martin Luther King Jr., who was derided as a communist and was accused of inciting violence.
We forget that at various times during the civil rights movement, Dr. King was called public enemy number one.
UNCA sophomore Samaya Haynes attended Mallory's speech, even though she has to wake up early for an 8 a.m. class.
She spoke in terms of unity, and I think that's really important for people not to feel divided.
Haynes adds the message is significant in her own life, navigating her identity as a Black Muslim woman.
People trying to put you in a box, it's very important for us not to be like separate and realize that we have more similarities than differences.
She says she hopes people keep talking and perhaps more importantly, listening. I'm Cass Harrington.